The Spillover Religion. The real true measure of any man or woman as a useful and loving person, as a person who loves God and who is serving their fellow man, is not what he does on Sunday, but rather who he is Monday through Saturday. May I say to you, it is not what you say you are or what you call yourself that makes the really important difference. It is what you do and how you conduct yourself that makes the big difference. God makes this difference very easy to understand when he states the requirements and circumstances needed to accomplish the difference. His instruction appears in the Holy Bible in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, New King James Version. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might talk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Clearly, God wants us to be more like him and to do every good work that presents itself to us, which needs to be done as we live our life here on earth. The need, whenever and wherever it is presented, requires our immediate attention and efforts of resolution. Every good work that needs to be resolved will always identify itself to the individual believer. There never will be any question as to whether or not the situation so presented needs resolution. Of course, the confirmation of completing any type of good works that need resolution always comes in the form of good fruit being produced and subsequently displayed once the work is completed. One of my personal mentors is greatly gifted with the ability to clearly communicate with other people. Whether he is writing or speaking, he just somehow always seems to lay out his message in an easy-to-understand format that reaches directly into the reader's or listener's hearts. He fully understands the God-given meaning of becoming more and more Christ-like as a person grows and matures in his own spiritual walk. Charles R. Swindoll authored a book entitled Growing Wise in Family Life. Within his book, he discusses and teaches men and women how to gain, develop, and use great wisdom and understanding as they raise and grow their own families. Pastor Swindoll states, "You know what's helped us in the Swindoll home? To think of where we live as a training place, not a show place. The home is a laboratory where experiments are tried out. It is a place where life makes up its mind. The home is a place where a child is free to think, to talk, to try out ideas. In a scene like that, God fits very comfortably into the entire conversation. And at any place where his name is inserted, it fits." Pastor Swindoll goes on to say, isn't that comfortable? Ready for a shocker? It's supposed to be comfortable. Christianity is designed for everyday living. Society has made it a Sunday religion, but True to Life Christianity is designed for Tuesday afternoon just as beautifully as Saturday morning or Sunday evening. Thank goodness you don't have to dress up for it. It fits after a meal as well as before bedtime. Now, may I say to you that as you grow and mature in your Christian walk, as you increase the amount of your biblical knowledge and understanding, as you come to know who you really are in Christ, then you will automatically become more comfortable with your thoughts and words, which precede all of your deeds and actions as you live and apply the knowledge you are accumulating. That is precisely the way that God Almighty designed things to operate and be. Christianity is meant to be a spillover religion, to fill up a person to overflowing. Our faith is meant to spill over into every day of the week, every action we take, every word we speak, and every relationship we have. It's meant to spill over from our own hearts into the hearts of others. Once you have personally invited Jesus Christ into your own heart, once you have become a born-again believer, then you will spend the remainder of your life on this earth growing and becoming more Christ-like. Just like an old but ever so comfortable pair of house slippers, you will be easy to be around and soothing to all of those in your presence. This will always be the case because you have become so unencumbered and are always willing to freely share the good news of the gospel of Christ and all the truths of the Holy Bible in any and all situations and surroundings. Oh, and by the way, by using the knowledge we are discussing in this article, you will begin attracting to you that which you are, not that which you want, and you will like it. God's greatest blessings to all of you.